We're doing the Sefer HaYashar on Parshat Chayei Sarah. Vayu Chayei Sarah ma'a shana v'shrim shana v'shev shanim shnei Chayei Sarah. Sarah lived 127 years. Atam atzra b'kiryat Arba Chevron be'Eretz Kanan. Sarah passed away in Kiryat Arba. Vayavo Avram mispod l'Sarah v'livkota. So Avram came to eulogize and weep over Sarah. V'yakam Avram al pnei meto levakesh kever likbor et Sarah ishto. So Avram arose from upon his dead, from his deceased, to go look for a burial plot for Sarah, his wife. Vayelech v'yidbel b'nei chet yoshvei al tzimo. So he went to speak to the Hittite, saying the following: "I am here, sojourner. I've been living here among your land. Give me an inheritance, a plot of land in your land. Let me bury my dead." So they said to Avram, "You see the whole land before you. Bury your dead in the best portion. No one's going to stand in your way." So Avram said, if that's what you really mean, ask Ephron ben Tzohar on my behalf the following: let him give me the Maras HaMachpelah, that double cave at the edge of his field. I'll pay him whatever price he wants. So Ephron was there among the Hittites, so they called him. They all came again before Avram after they called Ephron. Ephron says to Avram, whatever you want, that's what your servant will do. Ephron tells Avram. Avram says, no. I want to buy the cave and that field that you own bimchir, with the full price, because I want that to be my burial plot forever. He said, you could have the field, you could have the cave, pay whatever you want. Avram said, I want to pay you full price. I want to buy it not only from you, I want to buy it legally from all the townsmen and from your future generations forever. So Ephron agreed, he and all his brothers. So Avram paid 400 coins in the hands of Ephron and the hands of all his brothers. Does that mean he paid each one 400 shekel? I'm not sure what the Medrash means. Avram wrote it and he wrote a legal document and had it signed by everyone. He brought four witnesses to sign. And the names of the witnesses were Amigal ben Avishua Hachiti, Elichoran ben Eshunash Hachivi, Avdon ben Achira Hagomri, Akadil ben Avidayish Hatzidoni. Those were their names. Avram took that legal document and he put it in his storage houses, in his treasures chest. What did Avram write in that legal document? He wrote, Avram purchased the cave and the field from Ephron the Hittite and his descendants and the townsmen and their descendants for eternity. Avram lemikna, it is going to be owned by Avram ulezaro and his seed uliyotzer echol achuzat kevra adolam. His family is going to make a burial plot over there forever. And he had it signed and witnessed. Ve'yakom asdei v'amra shabov cholam koma ulo Avram ulezaro acharav nechet. So this all was transferred to Avram and his descendants. And from that day onward, Avram and his family used that field as a burial plot. When Avram buried Sarah, he brought great honor, the way you would bury kings, and he bought her the best and finest clothing to bury her in. Who was invited to the funeral? Shem, Noach's son, who was an old man by then. Ve'ever b'no, and Shem's son Aver, these were the two sages of the day. Va'avimelech, the king of Jerusalem, Avimelech. Va'aner Eshkol u'Mamre, and also he invited his three friends, Aner Eshkol and Mamre. Ve'chol g'dole ha'aretz orochim achay amitan. Yet all the giants of the land, all the big people, were walking in the funeral procession after the bed. Ve'yu yimei sara me'at shanim ve'slim v'shev ha'shanim v'tamot. Ve'yaseh Avram nesara ishto mispet gadol. So Avram made a great eulogy for Sarah, his wife. Ve'chaved mod ve'yaseh ever shivat yamim. And then he sat and mourned for 7 days. And everyone came to comfort Avram and Sarah. When the time passed for weeping over Sarah, so Avram sent Yitzchak to the Academy of Shem Ve'ever to go and learn Torah Ve'et Musaho and the morals of being a God-fearing person. Yitzchak learned there for 3 years. And then they all left Hebron. They left Sarah buried there. They all left and went back to Be'er Sheva. V'yeshev Avram chol avadav b'Be'er Sheva. So Avram lived in Be'er Sheva. V'yit kufat ha'shna v'yamta v'yimelech melech b'shtim b'yashana hi. Ben me'at shana v'shalosh v'tishim shana haya b'moto. And then that year, Avimelech passed away. He was 193 years old. V'yelech Avram manashav eretz plishtim. So Avram went with his men to Philistine territory. V'nachmut kol bet Avimelech v'chol avadav. They comforted the house of Avimelech, the servants. V'yivin v'yashav el beto. And then Avram came back. So the people of Gerar appointed Ben Melech, which was the name of Avimelech's son. The father was called Avi Melech. The son was called Ben Melech. And he was 12 years old. And they appointed him as king. And they changed his name. They named him Avimelech. That's what they do in Gerar. Every king was named Avimelech. So the son of Ben Melech was now renamed Avimelech, and he was king instead of the father Avimelech. And Lot also passed away at that time. When Yitzchak was 39 years old, Lot died at 142 years old. Yeah. Lot had the following children, Moab and Ben Ami. And these two went off, got married, and had a lot of kids. Moab had the following children, Er, Ma'ayon, Trasyon, Kanvil. Four children. And they're the ones that founded the whole Moabite people. And Ben Ami, which is Ammon, he had children named Gerim, Eshon, Tzilon, Revut, Enon, Mayom. Six children, and they fathered all of the Ammonites. And they went to live wherever they could because they had many, many children. And they built cities, and they called the names of the cities after their own names. Now, Avram's brother Nahor also passed away when Yitzchak was 40 years old the next day. And Nahor was 172 years old and he was buried in Haran. And when Avram heard that his last brother passed away, he was upset and he mourned his brother. And then Avram called his servant Eliezer, who was in charge of his house. And Eliezer came and stood before him. And Avram said, "Look, I'm an old man. My brother died. Everyone's dying. My wife died. I don't know when I'm going to die. So go get a wife for my son, for my family, and for my father's family in Haran." And he made him promise that he won't take a woman from the land of Canaan, but he'll go back to the family to bring a wife from there. And Hashem, who brought me this far and told me I would have this land for eternity, he should send his angel with you so you should be successful to bring a wife. And the servant says, "I'm going to come there, and maybe she won't want to come back here. Should I tell them that your son is willing to go there?" And Avram says, "No, don't you cut such a deal. My son's not going back. Hashem said that we should be here, and Hashem will send his angel, and you'll be successful." So Eliezer did that. He promised that's what he would do. He took 10 camels. He took 10 servants. And they went to Haran. And And when they did that, so Avram sent word to call Yitzchak back. Yitzchak was busy learning. Avram sent him. His wife is coming, so he has to come meet her. So Yitzchak's on his way back. Eliezer comes to Haran with his men. They sit outside the city, and they start preparing the camels to drink. And Eliezer davens, and he says, "Hashem, the God of Avram, please make me successful today. Do kindness with my master, that there should be a good woman for my master's son." And Hashem accepted his tefillah. Hashem accepted it for the sake of Avram. And he happened into the house of Besuel, and Eliezer came there. And Eliezer told him everything, that he's the servant of Avram. They were very happy with him. And they blessed Hashem for the whole story of how he found Rivka, and that she should be Yitzchak's wife. Now, Rivka, the Medrash says, was 10 years old. We have a Medrash that says she was 3. There are Shonim that proved she was 14. Here, this Medrash says she was 10. And they made a big party that night. Eliezer and his men came and ate and drank. And in the morning, Eliezer and his men said, come, time to go. Give us the girl and let us go. So they blessed her, and they sent her with Dvorah Bat Utz, who was her nursemaid. They gave her silver and gold and servants, and they blessed her, and they went. And, just one second, Yitzchak married Rivka, and Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married his cousin Rivka, who was 10. Yeah.
What did they need this nursemaid for?
I don't know. Maybe because they didn't trust Eliezer. There's another medrash that says they didn't trust Eliezer alone with their daughter. That the servant should be alone with the girl the whole journey. So they sent the woman to watch her. There's a medrash that says that.
Why did the Rashi come in?
According to Rashi, that she was 3. Could be she was still nursing. Why not? Dark kids will make a shehakol and then they nurse. Why not?
Why not? She
no, doesn't Rashi say that somewhere? Yeah, not yet. Maybe next expansion. So Avram remarries and he has children. Zimran, Yachshan, Midan, Midian, Yishbak, Shuach, 6 children. And we have over here the different descendants quoted here, who each one's children were. And then Avram sent them away, and they all lived in Har Kedem. They built 6 cities, Shva and Dedan and Yokshan. They didn't stick around. They were nomads, and they traveled. They're the nomadic tribes. The Midianites, they traveled eastwards to the land of Cush, and that's where they lived. They built a big city, which is what we call what was called Midian. Midian stayed in the central city, and with his 5 sons. Now Midian had children named Ephah, Epher, Hanoch, Avidan, Eldaah, and they built those cities. Yishmael had children. He went and married an Egyptian woman. Her name was Riva. Okay, now you know where the word Riva comes from, the name Riva, right? What?
The name Riva?
Riva comes from the word Miriva. Sure, Riva McIntyre. Okay, you shouldn't know that. Good for you. So Riva, the Medrash says, comes from the word Miriva, which means quarrelsome. That was Yishmael's wife. So Riva bore Yishmael the following children: Nevayot, Kedar, Adbeel, Mivsam, Bosmat, their sister. Riva, Yishmael divorced his wife Riva, and she went back to Egypt to her father's house. The Medrash alludes to the idea that Avram didn't approve of her. There's a medrash that Avram traveled out to the desert to visit Yishmael, and when he came, Yishmael's wife asked him, "Old man, what do you want?" So he said, "Well, I came to see Yishmael," and she said, "Well, he ain't here, so go." So she didn't invite him in, she didn't offer him anything to eat or drink or anything, so he said, "Fine, I'll go, but give him one message, that I said that his doorpost ain't so good, he should fix his doorpost." So when Yishmael came home, he got the message, he understood, "Oh, my dad still cares for me. My dad came to visit me, and my dad left me a hint I should divorce this wife. She ain't no good." That's the doorpost. So he divorced her, married a second wife. Okay, so the Medrash says it happened with the second wife too. So here this Medrash says that Yishmael went back to his father Avram, and then he married a second wife named Malkit, and she had the following children: Mishma, Duman, Masach, Hadad, Teman, Yetun, Afish, and Kedma. And so he ended up having 12 children. And then he took his whole family to go live and travel and find where they could live. And they traveled out to the desert of Paran, and that's where they settled. And the Medrash goes on to tell us the names of his children. Many children over here. I don't know that we need to go through all the names. Nothing here. The only interesting name is Mahmad that appears way back here. That he had a child named Mahmad. Meaning the Arabs claim there was a Muhammad back in the days of the Tanakh. So the Medrash says there was. Yishmael had a son named Mahmad, which you could say is Muhammad. You could say. No, you could say. Yeah, the Medrash says one of Yishmael's children was Duma, and one of Duma's children was Ketzem, Eli, Mahmad, and Amar. Those were the names of his children. What? Masa had children in Malon, Mula, that's also an Arabic name. Hadad had a child named Natsur. No, that's also an Arabic name. And Mansar. and Eved Melech. And his son Tema had a son named Sa'id, Sa'adon, and Yechol. That's what the Medrash says. And Yatur had a son named Marik, Ya'ish, Alvi, and Fachit. Nafish had a son named Avod, Tamir, and Avi Yosef, and Mir. And Kedma had a son named Caliph. Caliph, Caliph. Now the Arabs have a name, Caliph. And Tahti, and Amir. So that's also Arab names. So these are the descendants of Malkit, Yishmael's second wife. Now, in other Midrashim, it says he divorced his second wife, and only the third wife was the one that Avram approved of. But that's what this Midrash says. Now, Rivka couldn't have children, and Yitzchak lived by his father Avram, and they were both successful, but they couldn't have children. And the Midrash concludes our parsha by saying that Arpachshad, the son of Shem, the son of Noach, passed away in those days. Yitzchak was 48 years old when he passed away. And Arpachshad lived a total of 438 years. So that's what the Sefer HaYosheh says on our parsha. Sure.